Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Maxer in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a busy Sandy. Oh, there's a Royal Players just pulled away. Yeah,
nice.
We'll get our outside camera going soon for you guys. We've just got a lot of new technology here. When I get back on my trip, we'll get that going.
Give me a little break here, boss.
I got my hands full. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle is here. We're getting it all down and getting it wired here. We've got a full hour for you here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and, of course, on YouTube and Facebook Live. We'll be back on The Fan tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We hope that a lot of you that were tuned in on 97.3 The Fan have switched over to our Let's Talk Hookup app and, of course, on YouTube and Facebook Live. But continuing that conversation about the 800XL, you guys are going, what? 800XL is your favorite CalStar rod? Are you kidding me? Okay. Let me explain myself. First of all, Mark Wish.
You got some explaining to do.
Well, yeah. Mark Wish had Leon build that rod for me. I don't know.
Forever.
It's got to be 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's a cork handle with a trigger on it.
Yeah, okay.
And I fish a Trinidad 10 on it. And I have caught 50-pound tuna. I've caught 30-pound yellows. I've caught 5-pound calico bass on that rod. It's not the right rod for a 40-pound tuna, but, man, do you have a feel for it. And you can pull on that rod. You can pull hard on it. I've also caught 50-pound sea bass on it, too. So it's originally designed as a sea bass rod.
Yep,
but
I believe that.
It's a great rod. It's a versatile rod. That's why I like it.
It'll sure.
Plus, it's got some nostalgia because Leon built it for me, right?
It'll sure come into its own yet again. I mean, like you said, that is a fantastic rod. Always have been, always will be. But it'll sure come into its own again if indeed we do start to transition into more anchovies. Like, you want to talk about a fantastic rod for fishing a choke. What reel do you fish on that thing?
Trinidad 10.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, 10A. With I put 50-pound Power Pro or Max Quattro, either one.
Yeah.
And then either a 20 to a 30-pound Top Shot.
Okay.
Depends on what.
That triggered a thought that we have to talk about quickly. Max Quattro is coming out Pro Hunter multicolored line, 100 foot in 80 and 100. And we ordered a bunch of it, and that's a game changer because you'll
be able Max to put Quattro in Depth Hunter, which is the metered 100 foot.
Every 100 feet, it changes
colors.
But it's thinner and stronger.
It's the same Max Quattro that we know and love, but now it's Depth Hunter, and in 80 and 100, arguably the two most common bluefin sizes that we carry.
When are we going to see that?
I mean, it might already be in the shop. I ordered it last week.
Wow.
That is going to steal the show for all the nighttime jigging guys. I mean, that's it. Like, that's what you want. It's the metered line in the right size, but that super skinny, you know, thing that Max Quattro is famous for, like that, we are going to crush.
Yep.
That's big time. We're excited. Yeah, that'll be fun.
That sounds
and
really
very retrofittable.
Cool.
You know, if you've got a reel, if you've got a reel that you've been doing jigging with, you would like it to be brought back up. You don't always, you know, obviously, I'm a big fan of replacing the whole thing. No connections is better than connections. That said, it's not necessary. You know, you can take off, you know, 500 feet of the line that you already have, and we can splice right in and away you go.
Strip off 200 yards, put it on the top. You still get your 600 yards on your reel, but the top 200 yards, 600 feet, is metered.
That's it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, having a great show here with Doug Kern. Full hour to talk about whether you want to talk about CalStar, Shimano, whether you want to talk about going on the Royal Polaris tomorrow, or you want to talk about going half-day fishing or three-quarter-day fishing, going on the Liberty. Speaking of the Liberty, we have a couple of trips to announce on the Liberty, too. But
nice.
Rick, if you text the show this hour, you have a chance to win.
Boy, you're not kidding. How cool is that? If everybody that's listening right now is eligible to win the killer prize at the end of the show today, and obviously in the second hour, it's all via text. And if you text in the show to Doug Kern, ask a question, make sure you include your contact info, because one lucky caller from the last hour or a texter from the entire show has the potential to win a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You want to get in all that good stuff? You want to fill up your reel with that brand-new Max Quattro Depth Hunter? You can do that. If you want to put that toward the brand-new CalStar, that's available too. Whatever you want, $100 coming your way. For a shopping spree at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
How
cool is that?
Now, how about this? You could do a shopping spree for your trip on the Liberty. We just announced, worked it out with Taro, that we're doing our very popular two-day limited load Liberty trip. It's going to be one July 20th. Oh. And one October 19th.
Nice.
Prime
nice.
Time for those.
Definitely
prime I mean,
time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, remember in October, that's when that big yellowfin was, and they were getting them on those 2 days.
Yep.
So, in July, of course, bluefin and yellowtail and a whole bunch of more. So he switched it up a little bit. He's going to, instead of leaving at 8 p.m., he's going to leave at 10 a.m.
Yep.
And then return at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
it's a true two-day. So you've got... So you leave at 10 a.m. on the 20th, then you go down and get into the grounds on the 21st. You're going to be fishing all day. You're going to fish and then back home on the 21st.
I love it.
Yeah, there's so many options with that trip.
Got a lot of options there. Yeah, you'll be in the zone.
And I mean,
sure.
it's the Liberty. Come on.
Yeah.
It's Taro.
So, yeah,
exactly.
And it's a two-day trip. It's limited to 25 anglers.
Wow.
How about that?
That's
on the Liberty.
Yeah.
25 anglers. $8.95.
Yep.
He didn't raise the price much. And that includes the meals. So if you want to go, you can book it now at fishermanslanding.com. The details are all on our Let's Talk Hookup webpage, letstalkhookup.com. Just go to the trips page, and both of those trips are up there along with pretty much all of our trips for this year. One thing I have a question about is one thing I noticed that is new at Fisherman's Landing, and that is that the trip listed at $8.95, if you book it online, you have to pay a service fee for the credit card, right? I just want to be upfront with people on that.
Well, so the law has changed about, most businesses have been adding, the 3% for your credit card.
Right.
And so if you go to buy a concert ticket and, the concert ticket was, $200, it's going to have a weird, it might be $213.72. So you're going to see these odd prices online because they won't let you...
They won't
charge $200 and then add it. It has to be inclusive.
It has to be all inclusive.
So you're going to see
that's the new law.
These oddball prices, but it's in everything you book online for an event, which is kind of what we're doing.
Yeah,
you're going to wonder why is it that price? Well, it's because the credit card fees can no longer be added.
I see.
It has to be inclusive.
It has to be inclusive. So let me ask you this: if you want to purchase it with cash or check, can you come to the landing and deliver that?
I think you can, but I'm going to say 99% of the people
don't do that
because first of all, you have to put a 50% deposit down. Well, if you live in LA, you're not going to drive down here. You know.
But I'm just saying, if you're local, you want to come down to the landing.
It's a moot point. The reality is nobody's doing that.
Okay, all right.
I think technically you could.
All right.
I don't think
But I just want to be clear that, and you look that pretty much on every website now.
Yeah.
Whether it's a long range boat or Fisherman's Landing or Point Loma Sport Fishing, C4 Sport Fishing, that's the new law.
You have to include that in the price. Yes.
So that's why you're seeing that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. You have a great text, Rick?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. My question is for Doug. With all of the great events out there that Fisherman's Landing is involved with, including Tackle Day, Day at the Docks, PCS Show, does Doug have a favorite show? And that's from Matt in Apple Valley.
I'm quite enthused with us going to the PCS Show. It's a hybrid indoor and outdoor venue. It's in Orange County, which for us is, pretty easy to get to. And I think for most people in Southern California, it's pretty centrally located. And it fits our genre. We are a saltwater, fishing tackle store and landing. And the majority of that show is fishing, like 99%, and like 90% of that is saltwater. So we see a lot of our customers that both private boat and party boat and long range, a lot of our clientele tend to be there. It's a four-day show, which is pretty easy for us to do. And I just like, you know, you can, there's five main buildings, so you can go into one building, then you can come out and, you know, climb on a couple of boats and grab a hamburger and a beer and, you know, be outside. And,
that's what's so cool about that show is all the boats are kind of in between everything.
They are.
So you can be
at the show
and climb on a Parker.
Yeah,
you can climb on a, this year, a Steiger craft. They're coming
nice.
Down from San Francisco. There
Very
will be
cool.
a Steiger crafts there, too. You can climb on Benny's Camus at West Coast Marine. So
yep.
They'll all be there.
West Coast has such a rad display there, too, because you can really get you can get a feel for, you know, looking at them. You know, we were talking about this yesterday, like looking at a 21, a 23, a 25. Like,
sure.
It's all... You got to climb on those boats to decide, man, I need this extra room.
Right.
Man, this thing is huge. I don't need the extra whatever, you know.
Right.
It's the beauty of the show.
Yeah, for sure. So, and that's, and then you can walk into the next hall, just make a left out off after you climb on the boat and go right into the next hall.
Yeah. So, I mean.
That's what's such a great layout.
You can take your little break from one building, get something to eat, see, you know, look at some exhibits outside, and then go into the next building. So. I kind of like the feel of it. You know, Orange County's a beautiful place. And,
yep.
And you know, but, I mean, let's face it. Day at the Docks, I mean, I think 42, 43 years, whatever it is that's been going on. I mean, that's a classic Southern California show. Tackle Day, that's our personal,
I was gonna say, that's
you
my
know,
favorite.
So how can you really pick one? But, you know, just I think I like the PCS show for a lot of reasons.
Really cool. Speaking of Day at the Docks, you mentioned it. Is there going to be a Day at the Docks this year?
Well, Catherine Miller is retiring, and so we've been trying to figure out the best way forward. But it does sound like you know, there was a chance maybe Day at the Docks would not happen, but it sounds to me like it's going to happen. The San Diego Council puts that on. So that's basically the managers from all three landings, and plus Linda Palm, and so they're working on it right now. And as soon as there's a date and for sure, it'll be announced probably within the week, I would guess.
Yeah,
I hope so. That's
supposed to be in April.
Normally, it's been the middle Sunday in April, like April 15th or 14th
like
or 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Cook Up People.
Yep.
I promise that. Hey, on the line right now. Our good buddy, Corey King. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we
yep.
got you loud and clear. Sounds great. And we're actually testing. This isn't something new here. So we have a hotline that we can get into our second hour now. And this is Corey is the inaugural caller on our new hotline.
Nice.
For 8 to 9 on Saturday.
Yeah, throw one more curveball at me.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm blaming it on George.
Oh, hey, Rick,
I got one more thing.
Go for it.
Yeah. So, thanks for joining us,
hey, Corey.
Great to have you. You are like Mr. Spotty. We see you on your Hobie kayak over at Fastlane all the time and doing all the social media. But tell us about this thing called Spotty Bowl.
All right. Well, I'm not going to take the title Mr. Spotty, but I just enjoy doing it. Started fishing Spotties about 2 years ago. A guy named Kevin Nakata that you know got me into it and introduced me to Spotty Bowl. Spotty Bowl is a fishing league that starts right now this time of year and runs through June. Fishes about every 3 weeks. There's a division in L.A., Orange County, and there's a big division here in San Diego. And we fish for spotties. And it's a fun group of men, women, children. The cool thing I liked about it, I didn't have my kayak last year, so I did the shore division.
Ooh, cool.
Which was a ton of fun, you know, shore pounding around Mission Bay or San Diego Bay.
Wow.
Fishing for spotties, halibut, whatever we could catch.
So
and
cool.
There's also a vessel division where you can fish on your boat, your kayak, your float tube, anything that floats, you can get out and be safe, of course, and chase spotties. And we fish for the biggest length bag of spotties and have a good time. There's a ton of side pots this year, in addition to the regular money that you would, you know, normally be able to get in on your prize money. And that's the big reason I'm on, is to talk about and announce a big new sponsor joining Spotty Bowl this year. And that is one of your good sponsors, Pete, Gamakatsu.
Awesome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Corey King is now on the Gamakatsu Pro staff.
Hey,
oh, that's awesome.
And, you know, I got to throw it out there. Ted and Rick with Gamakatsu, two of the best guys in the business.
Yeah. Yep.
They're just fantastic people. And Gamakatsu, been a huge supporter of all of fishing, and Southern California fishermen, and a huge supporter of ours too. And they supply a lot of hooks and accessories and stuff for our people going on our various Let's Talk Hookup trips and stuff. And now they got one of the best guys in the kayak there, Corey King, on this on their side.
I appreciate that, Pete. Again, I'm not going to take that title, but I love doing it. I love Gamakatsu. You know, I've fished Gamakatsu products and hooks for years, and just honored to be a part of their staff. And I'm really excited to have them step up and support Spotty Bowl for the first time. Start of a great relationship. And we're just really excited to have them on board. I fish, you know, the Gamakatsu hooks and other products. I love my braid scissors. I hear you talking about those. Those ceramic braid scissors are awesome.
I just think it's so cool that there's a tournament that, you know, you a legit, rad, very real tournament that you could get into if you don't have a boat. If your boat is a kayak, or if you've got a boat like Benny's, anywhere in between those things, everybody
all
knows
the
there's a spot for it. I love it. I think it's really cool.
So how does one get involved in Spotty Bowl, Corey?
That's pretty simple to do. If you go to our website, spottybowl.com, you'll see right there at the top there's links to either join the San Diego division, or you can join the Los Angeles Orange County division. They compete against each other, and we've got right now a little over 100 anglers fishing in the San Diego division.
Wow!
And about 50 plus in the LA Orange County division. It's growing like crazy. It's the fifth year. So if you go in and sign up there, the nice part is it's a 7-session series. We've already fished the first session in San Diego last weekend, and the first session in L.A. Orange County is going on right now. There's guys on the water fishing right now. But part of the cool thing to make this fun for everybody and kind of keep it low-key and easy is you get a mulligan. You get to throw out your lowest session.
Nice.
So even if you join Spotty Bowl right now, you can still have a full chance to be fully competitive if you miss the first session. You can still do great in the tournament, still have a chance to make the playoffs and win not only the prize money, but we compete probably more so for these really amazing belts that look like WWE belts. You may remember Kevin Nakata brought one in a couple years ago when he was on your show.
Yes.
Beautiful belts that are made by a local craftsman.
That's cool.
Who's one of your listeners. So, you know, we love having him part of Spotty Bowl and making the trophies. We also have a lot of fun on a YouTube channel that the tournament runs with a kind of a long name, but it's called Snagging Grass and Catching Bass. Every Wednesday night.
That's fun.
Every Wednesday night on YouTube, we have a results show during the tournament season. Talk about all the tournaments and talk about all the side pots. We've got probably pushing $14,000 in side pots that are included in your entry fee. There's no extra. You just fish for the tournament. You fish for the side pots. One of the big side pots there, too, is from another great sponsor, Fastlane Kayaks, who I know is one of yours. The Lane family has been a great supporter of Spotty Bowl for years.
That's so cool. Well, Corey King, SpottyBowl.com. If you like to catch spotties, and who doesn't like to catch spotties?
Well,
that's the meanest badass fish in the ocean.
You're right about that.
Yeah, we used to say, oh, either got a 5-pound sand bass or 1-pound spotty.
it's so awesome. Hey, Corey, thanks for joining us. Appreciate that very much, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.
All right. Thanks for testing our new line, too. It works. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Hey, I have a great text here from Garrett in Laguna Niguel, and let me bring it up here because we've got Ricky's doing a great job on the board, don't you think?
Oh, he's just
you think he had all this technical knowledge, man?
He's just like,
Well, and that was, like I said, that was our new newsmaker line that we have for Saturday 8 to 9. Adds a new dimension to our stream, part of our show on 8 to 9 on Saturdays. And thanks to George at Backbone Media for putting that together. That's a welcome addition to have a phone line.
I like the fact that they have to go to a stream to listen that hour because I think people don't realize how beneficial that app is. And now it's going to kind of push people that have been not wanting to do it and realize, you know, and then you can listen to the archives on the way to work.
Absolutely.
You know, if you can't listen on the weekend, I mean, it's...
Yeah, we have Adam posting them as we speak on our Let's Talk Hookup app, so we've got it all going. Here it says, okay, Garrett writes, good morning, guys. Can you explain to me how to decipher rod model numbers? Okay, he says, I understand the numbers refer to length. What about the letters that follow? Is there a composition, weight, et cetera? What typically determines the cost of a rod, components, country of origin, et cetera?
Yep.
Great question.
All of the
really
above.
Inside baseball question.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, we're asking the man himself right here.
So, so let's just talk about Southern California saltwater rods. Some come from manufacturers in Southern California. Some come from overseas. And it's never been a universal method that people use. But CalStar probably did the best job of anybody. And it sprang, some of this, the numbers on their fiberglass rods sprang out of the old Saber numbers. But Leon was just a very logical guy. And for the most part, a 700 series is 7 foot. An 800 series is an 8 foot. There's still some oddities in there. You have an 875, an 875. That's a 7.5 foot rod. So the 8, I guess, designated, it came out of the 800 series, but it was cut down to 7.5 feet. And then they just used L, XL for P, the extra light. You've got medium, heavy, that's M, H. And then they had to start filling in the gaps. So they went to XLH. That was an odd one, but that's, the extra light, the XL, but it's a heavy version of that one.
Like there was already an 800L, and there was already an 800XL, but they decided
so
they needed something
they needed,
in between.
Yeah, so that was the goofy one. But, L is light, ML is medium light, M is medium, MH is medium heavy. And, then they came out with fast taper rods, so they called that a 74. It's none of it is super logical, so you kind of just have to know what the numbers mean or know someone that knows what that means. And in this case, obviously, our store is the place that a lot of people come. I need a 40-pound rod, and a 40-pound rod is different from one person to the next and one situation to the next. So the ratings are a little bit odd. In the early days, they would have like 20 to 60. Well, one rod's not going to do 20 to 60, but back in the old days, people had one rod, so these manufacturers wanted to have one rod, that was the most versatile. So then the next company would say, well, 15 to 80 is what our rod is. It'll do everything. Well, that's obviously not true. So you basically have to learn each manufacturer on your own, or rely on a professional, which is where our shop or other good saltwater shops come in, that we can help you decipher what works for a certain situation. And
perfect. Well, you know who I have on the line right now? Captain Frank Lopresti. I bet he's got a report on the Royal Polaris. Good morning, Frank.
Let's hear it.
Good morning. Well, the trip of the Royal Polaris is something to behold.
Gosh.
Yeah, it is.
We talked about it this morning. What
about
a trip.
It. You talk about a beautiful fish. It's just amazing. The quality of the fish and a tremendous amount of wahoo. So then they topped it off with some bluefin tuna on their way up, 20 pounds. So
that's where they got the bluefin on the way home.
We have an opening on our accurate February trip, an 18-day trip, and there's one opening on the. And the other thing I want to mention is Max Pacific Voyager, 54 Sport Fishing, is running a 2.5-day trip leaving next Friday morning. And there are good schools of bluefin within 75 miles of San Diego Peak.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Is that right? Within 75 miles? So he could put guys on next week? He could put guys on bluefin?
We're going to put them on them. You know bluefin. I can't guarantee they're going
to fight or not, right? You know where they're hiding. That's the good news, right, Frank?
But he's limited it to 20 passengers, and there's already 11 on it.
Wow.
If somebody wants to get on, they still can.
What a way to...
I said, we have the one opening on the accurate 18-day trip, which I actually am going on.
Oh,
you're going on it? Cool. On the 18-day trip, Frank?
Yeah, I want to see if I can catch one.
That's so cool. And what are the dates of that trip?
We leave February 7th, and it's got a 15-day option fly home. So at the end of 15, you can fly home from Cabo.
Gotcha. And you're going to ride the boat home, aren't you, Frank?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. If you want to believe that, I've got a condo to sell you at Rancho Leleo, Silver.
Yeah. Frank, what a cool statement and what a great move for Max, you know, just acquiring the boat. We talked about it with Aliar and yourself, and how cool that guy is just ready to charge, and, man, let's get this season started. First trip with the new ownership going straight after the Bluefins. I love it.
You know, he's a very, very sharp young man. He established himself very well on the Highlander last year. A lot of people love him, so I wish him a lot of luck, and I think he's going to do great.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, Frank, sounds great. Good luck on your trip. You want to go with Frank in February, the Accurate trip? How do they book that trip for you?
Real easy. They can go online or call 619-226-8030. Talk to Monica or Jen. And we'll get you booked.
Awesome. Thank you, Frank. Great news. Great trip. And a big congratulations to Jonathan and all the guys on that last RP trip. What a haul. It was awesome news. Appreciate the phone call very much.
All right. Hi, Doug.
Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. That's pretty awesome. Now, you had a great text, huh?
I definitely did.
That newsmaker line is working. Even Frank knows the number. Gotta love it.
I like it. Okay. This is, good morning, guys. I've been hearing Doug on Let's Talk Hookup for years, and I always love this show. But what I'd really like to hear this time is Doug's backstory. How did you get started in the whole industry? Did you work on boats before you started in the tackle store? How did you start fishing? The whole thing. That's from Eric in Fallbrook.
All right. Well, I'll try and do the short version and not bore you to death because, you know, it's 67 years of history. But like a lot of people, started fishing with my dad when I was less than 1 year old. My parents ran a boat rental place up in Shadow Mountain Lake in Colorado. They would put me in the basket with a walkie-talkie and go out fishing. And when they heard me wake up, they'd come grab me and bring me in the basket out on the boat. And so I fished with my dad all the way. You know, we moved to California, had a boat, always had a boat, and fished everything, mostly saltwater from, you know, striped bass in San Francisco and salmon, and then came down here to Southern California and, you know, went to the horseshoe kelp and caught bonita and rockfish and bass and all that kind of stuff. Ended up in San Diego after college. And when I got out of college, there was a big recession on in 1981. I was struggling, going to all these interviews, just trying to get any kind of a job, and ended up getting a job at Fisherman's Supply Center in Chula Vista, which was is not in existence anymore. I hope I didn't kill it. And then they transferred me over to Dana Bait and Tackle, which is basically in the parking lot where Dana Landing Market is. Just worked like, you know, 22-year-old kid working in a tackle store. And my dad was a customer at Hook, Line, and Sinker, so I ended up going over there and worked there for 5 years and became the manager there. And then Fisherman's Landing needed a manager for their tackle store, and I applied and actually didn't get the job. They had somebody else that had already worked along the docks, and he didn't work out, so they Don Sansom came up to me at the Fred Hall show in Del Mar and said, "You still interested?" And I said, "Heck yeah." And I went over and saw Paul Morris and interviewed with Bill and Frank and talk about an intimidating meeting.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Bill
and
Frank
fun, huh?
and Paul, and you know, these big icons of the industry, and they put me on, and that was in 1986 on March 14th, April 14th. I'll never forget that day, my first day at Fisherman's Landing.
Wow.
And I have loved every minute of it. In 1992, I asked Bill and Frank if they would allow me to gain ownership, so we formed the corporation Fisherman's Tackle Corp., and that's the tackle store, and I became part owner with that, and it took me several years to become vested in my percentage of the shares, and I worked my 80 hours a week in the beginning. I was the only employee there and got every long-range boat out.
Yep.
I fixed every reel. I wrote every purchase order.
Are
I checked
kidding?
Every order
can't
in.
Imagine.
Oh, my God.
I cannot
and,
imagine.
Then Sean Sebring was my employee at 16, who obviously became, you know, Fisherman's Processing fame. And,
right.
And he worked part-time there for a while, and our bookkeeper's daughter, Colleen, she was my other employee. That was our crew. And then as the business started getting better and better and we started making a little bit of money, we were able to have employees. I would go into work at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I would leave at 2 o'clock in the morning when the yellowtail boats left. And then during albacore season, I would leave at midnight. We technically closed at 11, but Ed McEwen just couldn't get his galley food down to the boat on time, so I had to wait till midnight every night. So, anyway.
And now you have two new partners.
And yep. And so, you know, Rick and Brandon and obviously Frank. We own the tackle store.
That's so cool.
I ended up as one of the three owners of Fisherman's Landing. So, as they say, the rest was history. And
we're all to benefit from that. That's
for
sure.
I hope I spend a lot of years in the future doing the same thing that I love.
Me too, man.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Lots of great info with Doug. I have to say good morning to Wyatt. Hi, buddy. Who's watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live right now. Having a great time this morning. More of your text messages and a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup when we return. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on Facebook, YouTube Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you, too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, anglers! AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
About great stuff from Shimano. We've already been talking about that. Yeah, but I'm going to talk about the Trinidad.
Yes.
Because we don't talk a lot about the Trinidad. And the Trinidad is such an amazing reel. And that Trinidad 10A, what a workhorse for a little reel, man.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody, you know, when something's good, they run to the other side. So everybody ran to two-speed reels. And they forgot about their old friend, the Star Drag reel. And for any kind of surface iron fishing, and
fishing anchovy.
With these anchovies that we have now, and even a sardine, if the fish aren't too big, you're always going to get a better cast. When the bait hits the water, the bait's going to have an easier time swimming, looking natural, drawing the bite. And the Trinidad, they won't corrode. They've got the EI treatment. Just in every way, the Trinidad
check
is
it out
your
at
star
your
drag.
Local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking tackle with the man, Doug Kern. What a great show this has been. And again, if you want to keep your texts coming through, lots of really good texts here as of late. But if you want to join us and send in a text question, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And make sure you include that contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, along with your question, so that you might be the winner of that $100 shopping spree at Fisherman's Landing.
How about
tackle.
That, huh? Yeah. Hey, like this guy, DJ in San Diego, and this is an interesting a coincidence here. He says, great to learn Cameron has the Mission Bell. I really enjoyed fishing with him on the Vagabond, especially time at the rail with him where he shared a few tips with me. It would be great to hear what his plans are for trips this year and what makes the Mission Bell the boat to be on this year. Well, as a matter of fact, DJ, Cameron will be our guest on Let's Talk Hookup for the full 2 hours tomorrow morning.
Oh, perfect.
7 to 9 a.m. So your timing is very good. So Cameron's just a super good guy, Cameron Kibbins. Cribbins. But super good guy. He's going to be right here in the world headquarters tomorrow morning, 7 to 9, so you can learn all about his plans with the Mission Bell tomorrow morning.
And talk about a boat with San Diego history.
Dude,
how many yellowtail
me?
Have come flying over the rail on that thing?
Yeah.
No doubt, dude.
Yeah. I wonder if Steve will make a token appearance on there with his surface iron rod.
You never know.
Yeah, you have a good one, Rick?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show, as always. My question for Doug. Oh, my God. I love this news of CalStar changing hands but also ramping up production. What is your guess? Do you think you'll have a greater selection of CalStar blanks in the near future? Anything new? Can't wait to hear about it. Great news. Kurt in Vista.
Hey, Kurt. Great question, and this is exciting news, yes. So stock of their current lineup, which is extensive, they have a lot of rods and a lot of blanks. Definitely they have all the current stuff in stock, mostly in the finished rods, because they've been using the blanks to build that stock back up. But one question that they asked us and that we discussed, we were there for 3 hours, and definitely they want to, you know, be able to go forward with some of the newer things. And, you know, at this point it's just conceptual, but yes, I think you're going to see new offerings from them in some of the areas that they haven't delved into in the past. Their current rod lineup tends to be, you know, the conventional Southern California long range and local, you know, from, 12-pound rods up to, you know, unlimited type rods. But I think it's not going to happen overnight, but I think you're going to see some new things. Already they're talking about maybe adding some mandrels that they've never had before so that they can start experimenting with different actions and different, lengths and things that they just haven't had before. As far as the blanks go, I think once they get caught up on having a good supply of rods, because they don't want to miss any opportunity to supply the stores, which in turn supplies the guys that want to buy a CalStar rod, I think you'll see the blanks ramp back up and become readily available. Although I will say, Our CalStar stock is the best it's been since 2020
yeah.
in both rods and blanks, and I think it's only going to get better.
Cool. That's great news. Yeah, because you saw said you saw a lot of finished rods.
Yeah.
A ton. It's just like the old days.
Yeah, we used to walk in there, and they have these racks, and it would just be full, and you'd kind of look at, here's the fiberglass rods and the West Coast rods, and here's the graphiters with cork handles, and here's the graphiters with real seats, and here's the 7 foot, the 8 foot, the 9 foot, and now it looks like that again. It's beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for that text. Again, if you want to text us during the show here, it's only done on the Let's Talk Hookup app, so be sure to try that out and have a chance to win a $100 gift card at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah.
JD for Costa Mesa says, good morning, gents. Always entertaining. Looking forward to seeing y'all at PCS. He has a clothing question. It's cold out. The grass is crunchy, and if Ricky were to wear long pants, what's he going to go with?
Ooh. I like those Salty Crew Pinnacles a lot. Those are like a really nice pant, easy to deal with. They're not too terribly expensive, but they're fully waterproof, tape seam, and I'm a board short guy to death, but
sure.
On the skiff in a cold morning, they're just super easy to like slide on over your boots and over your shorts, and then as soon as you hook your first fish and you get too hot for wearing a pair of pants, I like those.
Are
Salty
they lined?
Yes, but not like insulated. Does that make sense? They're not lined in like a heat fashion, but they're an inner, just like a. I think what I'm getting at is the material is very comfortable on your bare skin.
Gotcha.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Gotcha.
So, like them.
AFCO makes a product called the Deckhand Pants. Are you familiar with those? They're out of stock right now. They're going to have them back in March.
Okay.
They said the beginning of March, but I really like that pant. The waist. The way it fits, the way it feels, everything about it. That's a really nice pair of pants. And like I say, it's out of stock right now, but they said they'll be back beginning of March.
Well, and AFCO and Fisherman's Landing Tackle are going to work extremely closely at PCS again this year. And they have clothing, both tops and pants, in every from the super light stuff like we use in Southern California up to the hardcore Alaska and that type of stuff. They're going to have some really good offerings, and I know they're going to have a pretty significant discount as well at the PCS show. So, if you don't need it right away, it's a good place to go to get really good technical information and see, three or four choices that might work for you. But we typically don't use the heavy line stuff down here. It just gets too hot. First thing in the morning, you'll put on a pant over your shorts, and then, by 9, 10 o'clock, you're probably shedding that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, but good question there. But asking Ricky about wearing pants is kind of like,
asking Doug about a spinning reel?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like that.
Not going to get an answer out of him.
Yeah, exactly.
If you take Rick, Doug, and Frank and added the number of days that combined they wore long pants throughout the course of the year, it's probably about six.
Yeah, and I'm kind of the same way. Like today I'm wearing pants just because it's been cold out. I'm wearing a pair of jeans. But what I like those deckhand pants from AFCO is travel. Super comfortable travel.
Okay.
For traveling. Like getting on an airplane and stuff like that.
Yep.
Very, very comfortable. And they have Velcro pockets, so your stuff's safe.
Right.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, they make such good technical wear. Yeah. It's probably one of the best companies out there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And Harry in Chula Vista writes, Doug, you really jogged my memory when you mentioned starting working on our region in Chula Vista, by the way. I remember going down to that store a lot on Broadway and D Street. I'm sure you must have waited on me in that store in the favorite spot for my fishing needs. Small world.
It is, and I have a funny story. So that was my first job right out of college, 22
in
years
Chula
old.
Vista, huh?
Yep, Broadway and E is what, was probably D, bordered the other side of the building. And I started in June, and the albacore just started biting, and there was like a line out the door, and a guy came up and he said, hey, I want to pay for my buddy's stuff too. So when he rings it up, use my credit card. So the first guy rang him up, and then his buddy comes up, and he's putting a bunch of stuff on the counter. And I said, oh, my God, you are our 100,000th customer, and your whole order is free. And he goes, free. And he goes, damn, I knew I should have got the reel. <That's> so that cool. was my like my one of my earliest memories. And, you know, we're all in the Shimano family. The first reel I ever sold as a tackle guy was a Bantam 100 for $69.95.
Wow.
And it was a silver little push-button bass reel yeah. that kind of started the modern trend of bass reels for Shimano.
That's rad.
That's cool. You have a good test,
For sure. I thought so. Testing Doug's rod vault. It's from Stephen Fallbrook. Says, good morning, guys. You guys have all fished Pongas, I'm sure. I'm looking for an ideal grouper rod to match up with my Fathom 60. My favorite Ponga rod was from the 80s. It was a 5.5-foot 6455 double XH with AFCO rollers. I loved it. It had a short butt and a long foregrip, stout enough to handle the gunwale as a rail rod. Any suggestions on a new rod for my Fathom 60?
Yep, and I remember that rod. That was we built a million of those. We'd cut them down to 5'3" and had a little short butt for leverage. And they'd put them in a Taniguchi belt and a harness and catch 200-pound tuna on the Royal Polaris and the other boats. But I think for a modern rod, I would probably go with a CalStar Graphiter. It's going to be a little longer than what we were used to, but the 765 and probably a double extra heavy. You could go a triple extra heavy. You just want something that has endless amount of power, and you know, everybody lays the rod on the rail these days, so the 5.5-foot rod wouldn't come into as much play. And also the 6.5-foot rod will give you a little bit of, if you have to go around the outboard or, you know, maneuver around somebody's head if you got a double hookup or something like that. So that'd be my suggestion.
There it is.
All right, good deal. I've got a good one here from AD in Spring Valley. AD says, going sand bass fishing. Do you have a new supply of root beer scampies? Since rockfish season is closed here for 3 months, he wants to go with sand bass. Last year, I killed some sand bass. Rock cod turned me on to that killer bait. The root beer color and the lead head was almost an instant hookup. So
yep.
There you go, Rick. See?
All right.
I have in my garage a bag of root beer scampies from the 80s from
whoa.
Joe and Lori Graves. I kept it. I haven't really fished them. But, yeah, those twin tails, that was – you know, the hot new thing. And we do carry a twin tail that is a scampi 4-inch, basically the same thing. And for the sand bass, you might want to try the chartreuse green color. That was always a very good color as well. But, yeah, root beer scampi was the quintessential. That was more for the calicos. You'd cast those out, and you could either sink it between the stringers or just slow retrieve it right along the edge of the kelp, and they'd come out and grab it. You know, like a 3/4-ounce bullet head style lead head for the top, and you know, maybe an ounce and a half. And I don't, you know.
So, are they other than your garage? Are they? Can you get root beer?
Yeah, well, that's what I say. We have the twin tails in our store.
Okay.
Available for sale. I don't know if.
But not in your garage.
No, I have them in my garage too.
Okay.
They're not for sale.
They're
correct.
Not for sale, yeah.
The ones we carry are made by a company called Swim Gym, and it's a really cool. You know, it's. You know, it's guys that drove and do drive sport boats that were like missing that. You know, that you know the only one that was readily available were guys like Doug that had them in their garage, and it was just their feeling that they were missing the old school scampi. So they wanted to pour one that was relatively soft, so the scampi moved, but it was still tough enough that it didn't tear apart. And more importantly for them was it has a relatively big body, so it can house a heavy lead head if you need to. Like, if you wanted to fish all the way up to a 2-ounce lead head, it's relatively big around. Again, Doug nailed it. A 3/4-ounce bullet style head is perfect, but that's the one that he was referring to that we turned on to is that Swim Gym. And they make them in modern colors, which yeah. you know, a lot of stuff was kind of left over.
So
from
would
the
you
old
be
days.
Able to tell the difference between the old root beer scampi and that
you
one?
You would for sure.
Yeah.
No, not that the old school doesn't work just
yeah.
as good, but you know, this is just a modern
version
that was made,
and
they work.
Sand bass level. Why does sand bass like root beer?
Tell me, buddy. I can tell you. Know, that's just a good natural looking
yeah,
color
it is.
Thing. And the other thing they're deadly for is sculpin, which is
yep.
one of the
oh,
things
yeah?
that's available right now also.
You know? Okay.
You know, for the deeper sand bass, you know, I was talking the 3/4 for more of the surface, but, you know, 1.5 ounces is a good size.
Sure.
You go down to the pipe and fishing 90 feet of water or something like that. You need a little heavier than a three-quarter typically.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a diehard MC swim bait, 5-inch Viejo guy, but you know, let's not forget about the roots, man. Windmill Scampi still works great.
Yeah, they got those things too. All right. You have a good one?
I thought so. It's from Dave in Anaheim. Says, Doug, I've worked for a lure manufacturer for 17 years and the company was sold. I've been tinkering and making some of my own lures, and I'm wondering if you could enlighten us on what the path is like to get our lures into tackle stores everywhere. Do you have any suggestions? Do you have any suggestions for me?
Yeah, like any business venture, it is probably going to be a little more complicated than you think. But if you have drive and ambition and you're able to stick to it and push forward, the manufacturing process itself is a challenge, and then the legalities of paying your federal excise tax, and then you get into the marketing aspect. And so we have new products presented to us all the time. And most of them don't make it into the store. And it's up to the manufacturer that wants to get it into these stores to somehow make that lure known and asked for. And it takes, you need some capital, but you're going to have to give a lot of these things away to the boats, to the kids, going on the two-pack and four-pack boats. The younger generation is going to tend to go on their social media and talk about it. So, if you can get it into the right hands, and as soon as people are starting to come in, and let me back up the bus. The thing has to work, first and foremost, before anything. It has to be an effective lure. Then it has to gain popularity. It has to become the hot new thing before it ever gets in our store. You're not going to find many stores that are going to put it in and make it the hot new lure for you. Maybe you'll get a tackle store owner that you gave some product to, and they've caught some fish on it, and they like it. They might put in a few in and try it. But you've got to get the word out and have people coming into the tackle store asking, do you have the new fidgety whatever, lure, whatever you call it? And then we have no choice but to put it in because our customers want it.
All right. Well,
I have another good one here from Dan in El Cajon. He says, what does it mean XLLMH exactly? Are they universally or different depending on the manufacturer? And what do you recommend for a Speedmaster 12 and 16? Great show.
Yeah. So CalStar happens to use those designations, and other manufacturers do as well. So XL would be extra light. L would be light. ML would be medium light. M would be medium. And MH for medium heavy. H for heavy. And you have XH, double XH, triple XH. That just means extra heavy, extra, extra heavy, extra, extra, extra heavy. And it's not universal.
They're all different depending on the different manufacturers.
It's even more than manufacturer. They're different in different lines of manufacturing.
Yes.
Meaning a 765,
L.
H, yeah, whatever, is so much different than a 700L or
A 765L is a 40-pound, 6.5-foot rod. A 700L is a 25-pound, 7-foot rod. So you kind of just have to, educate yourself, or like we talked earlier, if you don't know your fur, know your furrier. That's the old saying. Have somebody that you can trust that can tell you that. For a 12 and a 16, it really depends on what pound test top shot you're going to use. But
get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all 7 halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Events Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it!
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start. With a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
My bad there, boys. Back on air. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. With a little, like you said, just a little getting used to the new system.
Yeah, you know, the new system, all the different brakes and stuff like that.
So used to having Jeff or Adam or, right, you know, right, or all JP back in the day, all the guys that were taking
care of. Or somebody else other than me programming.
Roger that. But anyways, welcome back. I'm certainly glad to have it. And Doug, you were commenting on one of the things that sets Fisherman's Landing Tackle apart is just the fantastic crew that we have, and I agree. I think it's the biggest asset that is Fisherman's Landing Tackle is the crew led by yourself.
It is. I mean, everybody that calls in the Let's Talk Hookup and asks these questions, you know, we deal with thousands of people every year, and we answer these types of questions all the time. And we welcome anybody that you know, wants to obviously come down is the best way to do it. And be able to pick our brain and learn what these model numbers mean, learn how to do a connection, learn, you know.
How do you learn what you want? Is it the best way to just pull on a rod?
Well, first of all, you have to define what you're going to do with it. So guys come in, they say, I need to get a new rod and reel. Okay, you know, what kind of fishing do you do? Or, you know, do you fish on private boats? Do you fish on party boats? Are you going on a long-range trip? Are you flying down to Cabo or East Cape? And so then so that takes the broad world of everything that's available and narrows it down somewhat. You know, well, I'm going, you know, I go on the Liberty all the time on, you know, day and a half charters, and, you know, I like catching yellowtail and bluefin, and you just start dialing in, and then people will have preferences. They'll have a price point. They'll have a length of rod that they think they might like. That type of thing.
Great. Well, how do we find you at Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
Come on down to the landing. That's the best way. You can call us at 619-221-8506. And we'd love to see you down there.
All right. Thanks for that. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Facebook Live and 97.3 The Fan, we'll have Cameron Cribben from the Mission Bell. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Right back here on YouTube, Facebook Live, Let's Talk Hookup app, and 97.3 The Fan.